USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is at the White House meeting with Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis in the Oval Office. Testing was one of the big topics, and the president says Florida is doing well.
It's true in other places. It's definitely true with Ron. It seems to be true where the governors have done the proper job using us and utilizing the services that we provide. It is also true in certain other locations.
As states begin to partially reopen businesses during the coronavirus pandemic, White House Task Force member Dr. Deborah Birx says testing is key to opening things back up in the country.
The private sector has been involved. It was the magnitude of involvement. I mean, I think we've really understood that you've got to bring the test to the community. Just having it at hospitals or clinics was not going to be enough. And so that part of this is critically important to expand community testing.
USA Radio News.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
The number of confirmed U.S. cases of the new coronavirus has topped 1 million, with more than 57,000 people dead. That's according to new data from Johns Hopkins University. Where's my stimulus check? The IRS is continuing to upgrade their payment tracker, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
The IRS website Get My Payment Tool is working, the website making some big changes over the weekend. The IRS not releasing specifics, but saying that it should now be easier to get the status of a stimulus payment and add direct deposit information if you have to.
The IRS also saying that if you successfully entered your bank information on any day until Tuesday at noon Eastern, your payment date will be available beginning the following Saturday. If you miss a Tuesday deadline, you'll have to wait another week to get a payment date. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Speaking at the White House, President Trump says progress is being made when it comes to fighting the coronavirus. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky has more.
Thanks to our comprehensive strategy and extraordinary devotion to our citizens, we've had such tremendous support all over. We continue to see encouraging signs of progress.
President Trump holding a news conference outside in the Rose Garden, updating the country on the war on the coronavirus.
Cases in New York area, New Orleans, Detroit, Boston, and Houston are declining. Denver, Seattle, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., Atlanta, Nashville, Indianapolis, and St. Louis are all stable and declining. All parts of the country are either in good shape, getting better, in all cases getting better, and we're seeing very little that we're going to look at as a superseding hotspot.
Navy Blue Angels and Air Force Thunderbirds are honoring first responders and healthcare workers with flyovers. The flyovers are taking place in New York City, Philadelphia, and two cities in New Jersey, Trenton and Newark. Air Force Brigadier General Robert Notvoy says the Thunderbirds and Blue Angels rarely fly together.
We try to spread them across the country in order to get the different parts of our great nation to show off the pride and precision. So to see them together like they are today over New York City and Trenton and Philadelphia is a real treat.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.